Support for Millennial comes from Squarespace. You know when your two favorite things come together, like dark chocolate and raspberries, autumn leaves and hot cider? Well, Squarespace and Google are coming together to help you look professional online. When you create a custom domain and a beautiful business website with Squarespace, you'll receive a free year of business email and professional tools from Google. If you've been putting off making a website, now's the time! Do it! Visit squarespace.com/Google to start your free trial. Use offer code BLOGGER, BLOGGER, for 10% off your first purchase. Google and Squarespace. Make it professional. Make it beautiful. Support for Millennial comes from Chef Steps, a food and technology company that wants to help people cook smarter. The last time I made a solid home-cooked meal was for my birthday. I had a whole chicken, put some lemon on it, maple syrup on the outside. It was delicious, but I was checking the oven as passionately as I check my phone. With Joule, a new sous vide tool from Chef Steps, the next time I make a birthday chicken, I can make it like a fancy chef without checking my oven. This is to my girl, Devin Paris, my foodie queen. You would love this. Colin, that's her boyfriend. It could possibly be a Christmas present, just saying. All you have to do is pick out the kind of food you want to eat, and Joule does the rest. It's crazy easy. To learn more, check out chefsteps.com/Joule. That's chefsteps.com/Joule.
Hey. It is so chilly.
I know. Like, finally feels like winter.
I know.
It's the week of Thanksgiving, and I'm taking my friend Alex to the airport. So, yeah, tell me how you feeling. What's going on?
I think I feel nervous like most people do. I don't know. I think everything is heightened because I'm bringing Mandy home for the first time, and it's, you know, compounded with the election. A lot of people don't know that I have a girlfriend, and so...
Yeah, what are the scenarios?
Yeah, worst case scenario for me would be my members of my extended family who are very devout Christians having some sort of harsh reaction to, like, me and Mandy being around their kids. I've thought about that before and how horrifying that would be. Mostly I'm worried about people saying shit to her.
Have you guys talked about this, you and Mandy?
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. I've pretty much talked all of this to her because I don't want her to be caught by any surprises.
Yeah. Well, and what's her reaction?
She is nervous, understandably. She's never met anyone, and she's coming in and staying with them and meeting them all within like a 36-hour period.
All right, have a safe flight. Yeah, keep me posted when you guys come home. Bye, Alex. I hope everything goes well. You're listening to Millennial, a podcast about coming of age and maneuvering your 20s. Going home for Thanksgiving can be full of anxiety, especially during an election year. But it's even more stressful when you're bringing someone home with you. And even more stressful when you're the one they're bringing home.
2, 4, 5 of us.
26.
And then you've got Linda, Bobby's sister.
My boyfriend Ben and I are in the back seat of his parents' car driving to his Aunt Pam's house. Even though it'll be my third year going to his extended family's, I'm still a newcomer, and I'm still getting the hang of it. Sometimes, to ease the stress, I think of it like a game. Severance-giving. The object of Severance-giving is to win as many points as I can with his relatives. But the thing about this game is, even when you think you're scoring points, you never really know if you've won. Okay, so how would you describe Thanksgiving? I'm questioning Ben's father, Chuck. He's been a part of Severance Giving for about 45 years.
We usually end up there on Wednesday afternoon, mid to late afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. What's happening?
How are you guys?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good.
Immediately when I walk into the house, I start giving hugs. I'm a hugging type of person, but not everyone is. So I make a mental note for the non-huggers in the family, like Ben's cousin's husband, and I decide to give him a wave instead. I hope that earns me some points right off the bat. Except that I'm also greeting everyone while holding a giant microphone, so I may actually be losing points as well.
At that time in Pam's kitchen, which is a large space, there's usually between 8 and 15 people, and they're all talking.
Things are getting exciting. I'm getting a sound of green beans.
I lose my co-narrator, Chuck, to the kitchen.
No, let them put their own on, okay? Because they're too spicy.
Nice, nice, nice.
What's the plan?
Huh?
What's the plan? Are you guys?
Well, we're this is it. This is a in action, in movement,
evolving
thing. This is evolution.
Uh-huh.
We don't always do it the same every year. Otherwise, Pam can't have anything to complain about the next day when she starts to discuss it all.
She's the CEO. Yeah.
Between Katie and I, we're in charge of production.
It's good to familiarize yourself with people who run the kitchen.
How you doing, Kate? How you doing?
How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Okay, watch out. I gotta get our
wings. Okay. She's on the move.
It's not cool if you're in the way of people who run the kitchen. Luckily, in this house, when it gets too crowded in one room, there's always something going on in another.
You can deal in any combination you want to. Three at a time, one at a time.
I find a table where some of Ben's cousins are playing cards. And pretty soon, I'm being recruited.
And Vinny is my partner.
Vinny is your partner. Unfortunately, you can't pick your partners all the time, but the one thing where he could screw us here is if we don't lead Trump, he could come in with the two, and win this hand.
If you have another Trump, come back with it.
Okay.
Always come back.
Always come back.
Okay.
Trump, come back.
While I'm playing this card game, I accidentally make a political reference without knowing it. When it comes to politics at Severance Giving, I don't know the rules. I don't know who stands on what side and who gets offended by what. From what Ben has told me, his family, politically, is pretty divided, which means things could get ugly fast.
Trump, go ahead, throw that one.
Surprisingly, no one comments. It turns out most people have purposefully decided not to bring up politics, which is why me accidentally saying Trump doesn't open up a can of worms.
Yes, you are.
How you doing?
Good. Kicking it with the cousins is nice, but when it comes to playing the game of Severance Giving, your real teammates are the other newcomers. They're the ones you can trade tips with and compare notes. I walk up to Laura, the newbiest of the newcomers.
Yeah? This is your second Thanksgiving?
It is.
How's it going?
She's not going to tell me how she really thinks it's going in front of all of these other family members. So we go to a quieter space.
It's just a sheer amount of people, and they only have to learn one name, and you have to learn 40 people's names. And then learn how they're all interconnected to each other.
And how do you naturally maneuver that? Are there things that you know not to do?
My family is really sassy in a very confrontational and blunt way. So I know to cool that down when I go to another family. Like, I always, like, suppress at least 80% of my sass until I find out how sassy the family is. So you're just trying to, like, prove that you're not a shitheel.
Well, how do you think you're winning points?
I know that, like, just, I mean, when in doubt, pitch in.
Yeah, don't be lazy, right?
Yeah. And then you're proving that you're a team player. Like, if you're going to be brought into the family, you have to be a part of the family.
What's going on, Severin? What we got going? What kind of food we got? What we got?
We're wrapping up. So right now we have three different turkeys. We've got two deep fried, one baked. We got a glazed ham. We got some green beans, fresh green beans. We got some mashed potatoes. We got a beet goat cheese and candied walnut salad.
Can't you tell he made that salad?
With an orange balsamic dressing.
Damn.
I don't know. Who else is wrapping and rolling?
Yeah, who wants to wrap and roll? Sounds like a really like intense job, right?
So every year, I make homemade egg rolls. I grew up making them with my mom as a part of our Thanksgiving tradition.
Y'all, how many people are...
You need help?
I don't know how many people are wrapping and rolling.
I like to think I'm earning big points when I bring one of my own traditions that just happens to be an exotic cultural dish and incorporate it into Ben's family's, but who knows?
Do you have to be, like, square in order for them to...
You know what it is, that's why you're in charge.
All right.
What I like about being in the kitchen and making these egg rolls is it makes me feel like I'm not a newcomer.
Yeah. You wash your hands? Wash your hands!
But maybe I feel a little too comfortable.
We're so efficient, we need more wraps.
Excuse me. And how are yours all going to stay together? That's what I want.
Ours are perfect.
I don't think so.
I think they are.
They better not fall apart in the oil. Just saying.
Hold on.
I wonder if I could record the sound of the deep fryer.
Adam.
Peter, you're on now.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing this.
In the midst of wrapping egg rolls and the general chaos of Severance Giving, Adam, Ben's brother, gets a hold of my recording equipment.
Please state your entire name.
Linda Martin.
I don't really know what I'm doing with this
and
thing.
No, I really love your girlfriend. She's so cute.
Oh, man, that's Ben's girlfriend.
Oh, that's Ben. Oh, that's Ben's girl. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But she sure makes some good food.
Yeah, right? Delicious.
Stumbling upon a good-looking and good-cooking compliment by an older relative and getting it on tape. Shout out to Adam. I make my way through the crowd and talk to a newcomer who's just graduated from girlfriend status to fiancé status.
If he did that before he proposed, I would have said no.
Ben and I were like, oh, everybody's going to be asking us now.
Oh, that's just, I was going to ask you guys too, because you guys are so next.
I'm going to keep drinking my toddy.
That's next. But first, a short break. Support for Millennial comes from FreshBooks, an accounting software that makes running your small business easy, fast, and secure. When I decided to pursue Millennial full-time, I had to figure out billing, invoicing, and how to manage my cash flow all by myself. FreshBooks makes all of that so easy. And with their new revamped platform, they make accounting look so beautiful. Each page is beautifully designed, simple and clean, and it answers questions you didn't even know you had. Like when you log in, you may be asking yourself subconsciously, how much is my business making? And boom, FreshBooks tells you right off the bat. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day free trial to millennial listeners. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/millennial, 2 L's, 2 N's. And when they ask you, how did you hear about us? Support the show and enter millennial.
What do you remember from your first Thanksgiving? I don't know. I feel like it's nothing can prepare you for coming here. Not in a bad way. It's a good type of surprise. But I should have gotten more of a heads up.
What would have been a heads up?
Oh, God. I don't know. Stay home.
This is Viviana. We've been dating our boyfriends. Well, hers just graduated to fiancé status for about the same time.
Were you nervous your first year? Extremely. Terrified. Mortified. So I skipped my first Thanksgiving.
So did I.
Did you really?
So did I. So Chuck and Pat had asked me to come, and I was like, that's nice. And then the next year, I was like, okay. But it's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel when you bring somebody to this Thanksgiving, everyone is very serious about who they're with. I mean, everyone's all obviously like feeling you out, seeing if you're going to become like part of the tradition. Not, you don't like just show up and then never see these people again. They're going to ask about you. They know about you. Even when you hadn't come, Ben talked about you a lot. So we already had a background. We've seen pictures. We knew about you. I have your social security number.
I was like, yes, what else?
There's like a buildup.
Yeah, absolutely.
What if that buildup, like everybody's pumped and then you show up and they're like, she wasn't as cool as I thought she was going
to
be.
Disappointment. You need to break up with her.
I feel like I just want to like toast to Viv and be like, we like... Pass the test.
We and like, we are of a different ethnicity.
Gotta bring some flavor. Yes.
Could you imagine if we were on a bagel team together? Definitely.
Yeah, we turn up.
White team. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, bago is another term for cornhole. It's a game where you toss bean bags into a hole. It's actually a big, big deal at Severanceiving. There's a video I want to share with you at the end of this episode where you can see it for yourself.
What we got? Did they win? What's your technique? What's your technique?
What's my technique? Trying to get the goddamn thing in a hole.
That's just called destination. Don't you got a technique around
this? I don't have a technique.
No techniques?
I play this game because I'm coerced into it.
What's going on?
We got a barn burner here, 11-10. There's a little bit of intrigue here. We've got probably the most team with the biggest internal conflict, I'd say.
Why is that?
Vinny and Wendy. That's just the nature of their relationship. But they were thrown together as one in the bago tournament. So
things can shift at any moment.
Yep. There it is. That's the game.
Who won? Lots of hugging.
Congrats. Good job. Oh, God, I love the hug.
Lots of strong guy padding going on.
Cheering people on gets you some points.
I think I'm up. Al is over there.
Participating in the tournament should win you some more, right?
All right, you got one. Come on, Al. Woo! Oh, so close.
That's it.
Oh, man, good game.
Good game.
Good game.
That's And what about supporting your teammates no matter what their performance?
We'll come back. Ninjas.
Trying to be cool by making a weird sound and doing a strange move because you want Ben's younger cousin to like you probably doesn't work. 12-year-olds always know when you're trying too hard.
Your first Thanksgiving here?
This is not my first Thanksgiving.
Well, I haven't been here for 3 or 4 years, and I want to warn you to be very careful. This could be previews of coming attractions.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for this clan? Think carefully, girl.
What should I be thinking about?
Saving your life.
This is my third year.
Oh, your third year.
I know.
Well, you should know better by now.
No, I'm learning. Oh. I'm still learning. You have any words of wisdom?
Oh, yes, I do. Let's see. I'll be 74 in January. Our daughter is 31, so I advise all young women your age, when you get to be in your 40s, never, ever celebrate anything with a bottle of cheap screw top wine because you'll get pregnant.
Noted.
And that's just because.
And they haven't started in on you yet.
Ben's gotten it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From
Vinny, West Coast Johnny, and Dana, and Max.
These are all the family members who have asked Ben if he and I are getting married.
It's because I bring egg rolls.
I want to make sure she keeps coming back.
I guess I should prepare myself for those types of conversations. So I turn to Ben's cousin's wife, Margot. She's been coming to Severanceiving for 7 years.
Well, how do you maneuver meeting, like, the family?
The first couple years, I was just really quiet. I kind of sat in the back. And I still kind of have my moments where I just kind of, I'm okay to be in the background. I'm okay to just listen. Because it's hard to jump into conversations that started 20 years ago. Pam and Chuck were talking last night about when they started doing Thanksgiving. That's like 45 years of this event. So the conversations about, like, how are we going to prepare the Brussels sprouts this year? I don't want to get involved in that conversation.
Because there are, like, strange boundaries of where newcomers just kind of don't come in. Something like a Brussels sprouts. What do you think the other places are?
In a family that's this big, you know, it's not even a family this big. In any family, there's experiences that people have had with one another, and those moments are kind of frozen in time, right? And there's certain family dynamics that, like, you just don't mess with because these relationships were established decades ago. Mm. Those are the kinds of things where, like, as a newcomer, you don't comment on it. You can notice it, but, like, you kind of have to learn the rules. Mm. Everybody kind of has their role. Mm. And it's like playing Tetris, sort of. Mm. And, like, is the shape that I am going to fit somewhere in this whole mix? Mm. And if so, what does that look like?
Mm. So, but this is, like, your seventh, eighth year. Yeah. What role have you...
Yeah, you'd think I'd figured it out by now. I haven't figured it out. I don't know.
You had the Cinnabons, though, right? It was like, these are Margot's Cinnabons. Like, that's what I remember.
I do not know how that happened. I made them once, and everyone was like, these are great. And I was like, okay, now we have egg rolls. And you will never not be able to make egg rolls when you come here.
I thought the egg rolls you made were perfect, by the way.
Thanks, Margot. Well, do you have a year of Thanksgiving where you feel like you could just, like, be yourself?
I'll let you know when that happens. And again, it's not because people aren't welcoming and inclusive and generous and all of that. It's just you're walking into somebody else's family. Mm-hmm. And it takes a long time for it to become your family.
I just have a personal question for you, because you and Johnny were together for a while before you guys got married, mm-hmm. right? And I'm sure every single time you came, everybody was like, when you guys gonna get married, right?
Yep.
What do you do in those moments?
You just smile and say, ask John.
That's nice.
No, I mean, all they're trying to say is we love you. That's pretty much what every conversation comes down to around Thanksgiving anyway, is... when are you going to get married? Because we love you.
I like that.
How are you doing? Because we love you. Are you going to make cinnamon buns? Because we love you.
And we love your cinnamon buns.
We love
your
cinnamon buns. We love you. But really, it's the cinnamon buns.
We're saying what a gem you are.
Microphone pick that up?
I don't think so. Yeah. Can this go on the record?
Gem. Megan is a gem.
Gem, 1, 2, 3. Gem.
Of course we don't know her very well.
right? But really, though.
We don't know what she's drinking out of the mug, but she seems awfully
happy. Do you
want
to try some? It's good. It's a hot toddy with bourbon.
Now we know why Megan's boyfriend likes her to drink hot toddies, because she is one.
Oh, I like JoJo.
We want to say, obviously, welcome. Cheers to our hostess. Here's the family. Thanks for being here. Hail to the cooks. Thank you very much.
And to Abs and Friends.
And to Abs and Friends.
Abs and Friends. Abs and Friends.
Abs and Friends.
Cheers.
Cheers. We all watch a slideshow of Severinsgiving photos from the past decades. Some are of Chuck and his sister as young parents, family members who may have passed, and Ben in diapers. And then suddenly, a photo of me comes up. Everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a good Thanksgiving. It went really well. I walked around with this microphone in front of people's faces, you know, and like, I was really nervous about that. And as I was saying goodbye to people, like my microphone was in between us, you know, and I just felt like, oh, like they know me a little bit more than they did last year. And they were okay with that part of me, you know? Yeah, that to me, looking back on it, I think was like a nice step. Mm-hmm. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was surprisingly seamless. Politics did not come up either, like not in the slightest. No one made a comment to Mandy either. She got on with everyone.
That's special, I think.
I didn't realize sort of how difficult to conform to the family that you're with a little bit so that they know that you have a willingness to get to know them while also showing parts of your personality that make you seem like an individual that would make them like you. It's just, it's hard.
It is hard. That is exactly what's going on. Yeah. Is like, you're trying to be yourself, but then you're also trying to figure out how much of you can actually be. Yeah, that is exactly how it feels.
And now she sort of set the stakes really high where I'm nervous about the same situation with her family.
Ah, Severinsgiving. It never ends, but it comes in many shapes and different sizes. Devin Taylor edits Millennial and Justine Paradise provides production assistance. The voices you heard were Alex Aquisto, Laura DeLuca, Linda Martin, Margot Melcon, Vinny and Kate Melendez,
Viviana Monroy,
Jojo Nelson, Adam, Ben, Pat, and Chuck Severance, and Max and John Wolanski. Special thanks to Pam Wolanski and Harry Heiss for letting me walk around their house with my recorder. And a huge thanks to all of Ben's family members for being so open and supportive with me recording. I hope you weren't too weirded out by my big headphones. Before we go, a few things. So remember how I told you that Bago was a big deal at Severinsgiving? Well, you can see it for yourself.
Any given Thanksgiving. Bags will fly. Egos will collide.
Me and Chris, we're gonna
Ben made this short video a few years ago, and I laugh out loud every single time I watch it. You can watch it too by going to millennialpodcast.org and clicking episode 31. To keep tabs on Millennial, follow us on Twitter at MillennialPDCST, Facebook, or Instagram. If you like the show and want to become a sponsor, email sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Support for this episode is provided by the Knight Foundation and MailChimp. Millennial is a proud member of Radiotopia and PRX. I'm Megan Tan, and thanks for listening. Millennial would like to say thank you to Squarespace for being our first sponsor ever and for continuing to support the show. You know when your two favorite things come together, like dark chocolate and raspberries, autumn leaves, and hot cider? Well, Squarespace and Google are coming together to help you look professional online. When you create a custom domain and a beautiful business website with Squarespace, you'll receive a free year of business email and professional tools from Google. Visit squarespace.com/Google to start your free trial. Use offer code BLOGGER, BLOGGER, for 10% off your first purchase. Google and Squarespace. Make it professional. Make it beautiful. So I have something to tell you. You should lean in. I have never seen The West Wing, but I'm working on it. And it's going to be a lot easier because there is a podcast made by one of our own Radiotopians called The West Wing Weekly. It's hosted by Hrishikesh Hirway, who also produces Song Exploder, and Joshua Malina, an actor on The West Wing and one of the stars of Scandal.
Every week, Josh and Rishi recap and analyze episodes of The West Wing. And they take it a bit further. They interview senators and ambassadors to talk about real political issues raised on the show. To listen to The West Wing Weekly, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or go to thewestwingweekly.com. And to listen to all the other Radiotopia shows, go to radiotopia.fm.
Radiotopia.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to AdZerk for providing their ad serving platform to Radiotopia.